The Democratic minority is again forcing a lengthy debate in the Senate over one of President Bush's key cabinet nominees. Last week, it was over now Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. This week, it's the nomination of White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez for Attorney General. Democrats accuse Gonzalez of having played a leading role in providing legal grounds for the torture of foreign detainees. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The Senate debated Gonzalez's nomination all day yesterday, a debate that continues today as well as tomorrow. Republicans had hoped Gonzalez would be confirmed by now and sworn in as the nation's first Latino attorney general. They say Democrats simply don't want to let President Bush claim that victory in his State of the Union address tonight. Utah Republican Orrin Hatch warned his Democratic colleagues that every Hispanic American across the nation is watching to see how this son of poor migrant workers is treated in the Senate chamber.
He is an American success story because he shows that no matter where anyone comes from, in America, there is no limit on how far they can go.
Like many other Democrats, Massachusetts Edward Kennedy did say he was truly impressed with Gonzalez's rise from poverty.
But Mr. Gonzalez is at the center of a torture policy that has run roughshod over the values that Americans hold so dear. On issue after issue in developing this policy, he has endorsed expediency over the rule of law. He adopted an absurdly narrow definition of torture in order to permit extreme interrogation practices.
Kennedy pointed to memos that Gonzalez either signed off on or helped draft that would allow the president to ignore U.S. law and avoid adhering to the Geneva Conventions. He also complained that Gonzalez failed to answer many of his questions. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein expressed similar frustration.
In the questions he did answer, he seemed to continually narrow again the definition of torture. And I saw this as a retreat from his original condemnation of torture and abuse. It showed that he was trying more to defend the president's policies than to demonstrate his own views.
Gonzalez's chief defender was Arlen Specter, the new Republican chair of the Judiciary Committee. Specter said Gonzalez had nothing to do with the torture that went on in places like Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay. Rather, the air in Washington, he said, is very heavy with politics.
So if the winds of Abu Ghraib and the winds of Guantanamo hadn't blown across this hearing, I think we would have had perhaps a unanimous vote in favor of Judge Gonzalez. And in this highly charged political atmosphere and a wedge issue, one has to wonder whether he isn't being a torture victor himself.
But Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin said Specter was being disingenuous to fault Democrats for pressing the issue of torture, since it was so prominent at Gonzalez's confirmation hearing.
Well, the first question asked by the first senator was Arlen Specter asking Alberto Gonzalez, what's your position on torture? I think that was an indication that both Republicans and Democrats understood that that would be the centerpiece issue for this nomination.
Some Democrats who once thought they'd vote for Gonzalez now say they'll oppose him because of how he responded to Senate questioning. Democratic leader Harry Reid said yesterday as many as 30 of the Senate's 44 Democrats are likely to vote no on the nomination. That's not enough to sustain a filibuster, but it is enough to mar the debut of the man who's all but certain to be the nation's next top law enforcement officer. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.